Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And we're going to speak with some faith leaders as we start to recognize that we're living in a new normal. And this morning, I'm speaking with Apostle Daryl Winston of Greater Works Ministry and also my former high school classmate. So, Apostle Daryl Winston, welcome to The Local Take.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be on with you, and I appreciate this good opportunity to share.
Well, my first question is about faith, and it's around, you know, faith in a crisis. We have some folks saying, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It doesn't matter what I do. And we have other folks telling people, you know, in their home, you need to get back away from me. So how do you keep faith in a crisis when you can't necessarily see the light at the end of the tunnel?
I think for sure we need to be clear that for us, collectively as a people, many of us were born in crisis and shaped in crisis. That word crisis comes from a word that means to separate. And so we have dealt with over againstness. We've been threatened by annihilation. And so our faith for us is rooted in a God who is all-powerful, a God who cannot in any way be extinguished, whose power cannot be extinguished by what I call satanic operatives and systemic evils, be it slavery, Jim Crowism, segregation, sexism, racism, militarism, or whatever ism or schisms there are. We have a God who is greater and more powerful, and that's where we hang our faith. And in the midst of a crisis, it is when we grab a hold of that the faith that was passed on to us, the faith of our fathers and mothers that taught us, no matter how dark it gets, don't let your light go out. No matter how challenging it becomes, keep trusting in God.
Daryl.
And we've passed that on.
Daryl, that is so wonderful. The faith of our fathers and mothers that you just keep going on. And it's resilience, which is really the backbone of our community.
Indeed.
And of course, that comes from faith. And you've heard people, you know, Charlemagne, the DJ on the Breakfast Club, talked about that our people know how to survive a crisis better than anybody else. So is that where that resilience comes from? Is that born out of the faith of our mothers and fathers?
I think for us who have told the story, Scripture says, tell your children and your children's children. And I think that those of us who have been shaped by the hands and guided in our belief by those who have firsthand encounter with God, the Bible says the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And so then we know that our God was one who is one of our personal experience. And many of us have seen God and work in the everydayness of our lives and the human struggles. And so then we learned to call on this God. And we didn't just start calling on him when we got in trouble. We called on God to guide us through the everydayness of life and to contend with challenges and trials. And even when in times of blessings, call on the same God to give him praise. And so we have this living present reality that we call God. We have what Dr. Howard Thurman says, we have the numinous, this unseen power, this unseen mover that has shaped us, and we owe our very existence to it. And so I like to say the African Weltanschauung, the African worldview, is God is. And the isness of God has brought us through so much. And therefore, in the face of fear, in the face of phobias and pandemics, that's our only hope. And while we know that our community used to be known for is strong belief in God. Many of us have traded this God over the counter of worldly compromise. That is to say, we have said, we don't need all that anymore. It doesn't take all that anymore. But now I know that in this stillness, in this time where we have to go back and recollect and regroup, we're discovering again what got us to where we are, what has got us this far.
I love the way that you put it, in this stillness, because things really are still.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking in my neighborhood, and I saw so many squirrels and birds, and I was like, I wonder what they think is happening, because people are not to be found. And you know that they've got to feel the difference, because we all can feel the difference, you know, in the energy that exists in the world today.
Right.
So what words of faith do you ponder when your faith falters? What words do you share with your congregants, you know, to bolster their faith in troubled times? We've been talking about things to bolster our immunity.
Right.
But what can we do to bolster our faith when
I've been teaching and been affirming and meditating. In fact, I taught on it last night, and that's Psalms 91. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And in that passage of scripture, it talks about plagues, and it talks about terror by night. And it's rich, it's chock full of symbolism, even to the point it talks about the arrows that fly by day, which means a surprise attack. And then it goes on, and it's filled with promises in times where the writer was speaking to people who were afraid, and he was speaking to people who were being undermined by some outside force or some environmental force. And so the word that I have been sharing with the people, Psalms 91, and then we've been encouraging people to read it, meditate it, pray it, and then, of course, any number of passages, scriptures that reinforce our faith. And we have found a way to lean and depend on the word of God, but then, of course, use wisdom and use common sense as we contend with this this great unexplainable plague or unexplainable position that we find ourselves in. And I like to also give people 2 Timothy 1:7, when it says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And so that literally means he has not given, that means God calls us to be courageous and to be brave. And so as we speak the word of God and we pray the word of God, we find great power in whom we believe.
I love that. I think this challenge is going to strengthen our faith.
Oh, yes. No question. No question. And I know you and I have lived through times that I was sharing with others. I remember the turbulent 60s, even though I was born in 62. I still recall what 1968 looked like. And I can remember seeing images of the riots in the streets. And even after Dr. King was assassinated, the rioting and the aspects of martial law. But I know that this generation and the previous generation has not had to contend with this type of restrictions where the borders. And so it's an interesting kind of time to live in. But I know we have this great mission to teach and to encourage people. And so I know, too, that this type of hopelessness, because as you know, there are people who are speaking gloom and doom.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody has to stand in the prophetic tradition and to encourage people, let them know, we're going to get through this. God brought us through that, and he's going to bring us through this.
Daryl, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate your work.
It's been my pleasure. I'm so glad that you called me, and it's been my joy to share with you. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your work and your words. And for our listeners who want more information about Greater Works Ministry, you can go to their website, greaterworksassembly.org. Apostle Daryl Winston, thank you so much.
Bless you, Kipling. Thank you. Have a good day.